Patrick Royce, I got a question to start you off with. Do the Vikings, being the Vikings, being as weird as they can be, do they have a far better chance on Sunday in Baltimore than we think now? Because we're all saying they have no chance in Baltimore.
Well, they have played better on the road when they have figured they were going to lose, and they became more aggressive. I mean, their best game all year is Arizona, right? And they should have won that game. And they came out knowing they had to score some points, playing against a great quarterback or a good quarterback. They're playing against a better quarterback Sunday. They know they got to score 30 points, so they're not going to do it by playing keep away. And, you know, they're going to play a different style of game. And when they open it up a little, they're pretty good. Plus, they have to quiet the voices in the wilderness, right? They got to shut up Thielen because, you know, he's about ready to go off. Justin Jefferson has been pretty well behaved so far, but he wants the football. So I think, yeah, they'll come out and play pretty well. And Ravens have been goofy. I mean, they're really good, but Cincinnati beat them bloody, right? I mean,
yes.
Just beat them as bad as they wanted to.
Yes.
So they've had a couple of real clunkers in there. So in the modern NFL, it'll probably, you know, I heard a local radio guy the other day, I kind of like to listen to this fella after they lose to see how much he's suffering. And, can be a bit of a sadist. And he was pointing out that he predicted it's either going to be really close or one-sided, which I thought was a really bold, and that's why.
Yeah, that's how it could go.
That's why people listen to get those kind of insights, I'm sure. So, but I think it'll be within a touchdown, and they'll have a chance to win. Yeah, they're not going to blow them out, but
they'll
have a chance to win, and then they have a chance to, you know, go on a road and get their arse kicked next week, or they got a chance to do us proud, split the next two, and then come home and have another clunker. What the real mystery here is why they've been so rotten at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they beat Seattle, but Seattle is, you know, way, way inferior to what they used to be.
Yep.
And especially defensively. But they played better on the road. So, yeah, they got a shot Sunday, I would say.
The sad thing right now is, we are back to the morose Zim, and we both don't like that one. I want him to win just so Zim gets a little defiant pep. I want some defiant Zim back. When Zim goes morose and starts to read stats about how they're really not that bad and pout, I don't think that Zim is fun. I want the Zim who's mad at the world.
Yeah, and, you know, it's been a different Zim virtually all year because he knows. Zim knows he needs allies, so he can't be as hard on the players as he usually has been, right? He hasn't opened fire on them at all, right, this year, even when they stunk.
No, not really.
He knows he's coaching for his job. I mean, he's going to get his money and go to the farm, and he'll be fine. But, he knows no matter what anybody's saying that if they don't make the playoffs, he's getting fired. So he's been a – even watching him on the sideline has been different this year.
I know.
But
I don't enjoy this.
It's a beaten down Zim.
I don't like that.
You know what? The funny thing is, Jed, opening Wednesday, he was ebullient. He was happy Zim. Mm-hmm. And the next day he finds out Plexiglass Kirk is, a day or two later, they find out they got a COVID situation. He's never been the same since then. All the bad stuff. But now it's hard not to be the morose Zim with Hunter hurt and Hunter creates problems that aren't just Hunter when he's, you know, that he gives opportunities
to Griffin,
other guys on the defense, and Wanna might get a sack or two. But they don't have to spend extra resources on DJ Wanham or DL Wanham or whatever first initials he uses.
DJ, you got it right the first time.
I know. Yeah.
DL
Wanham. So,
not DL Hoogly or whatever.
He's got reason to be, you know, a little morose right now without Ian Hunter. And, you know, getting into the, they got two really tough games left, and then we'll see where they are. But they're not done, certainly, at 3-4, as a lot of people want to say they are because of last week's clunker. By the way, how can the Cowboys just give up on Cooper Rush and give the job right back to Dak Prescott? I don't care. I don't understand.
Cooper Rush is going to get paid now, right? I mean, Cooper Rush is he's going to be Matt Friend. He's going to sign five years somewhere, Pat.
He's going to be Scott Mitchell, right?
Scott Mitchell.
Clint, remember, you're old enough to remember Clint, the bad bomber Longley, right? Was going to, with the Cowboys, remember him? Was he even before your time?
He was before my time, but I remember
the
name.
He made a couple of starts and threw a couple of long touchdown passes. Who needed, whoever was the QB then, Staubach or somebody, who needed him when you had Clint, the bad bomber Longley?
Mike White and Cooper Rush, Pat. Mike White and Cooper Rush. That's the future of the
NFL. Mike White didn't make it out of the first quarter last night, right? He got hurt.
Yeah.
He got hurt.
Forearm or wrist.
Yeah. So I have something on my mind. You know, and when it's a completely non-sports day, the mind has a tendency to drift. So I turned on the golf to see where they were playing this week. Mayacoba in Mexico. And they showed a couple of aerial shots. And it's a jungle. And all I could think of was snakes. You know, I said, there's got to be snakes there. You know, so, because right up next to the fairways are this underbrush.
Mm-hmm.
Which, and then I'm thinking, wait a minute. That's the area where you could have the Fur de Lance snake, which I read about in the Lost City of the Monkey God about 3 years ago. It was I didn't know how I got onto it. It turned out to be a New York Times bestseller. But this is about in 2015, this group went down there to find this legendary lost city in the Honduran jungle, deep in the Honduran jungle. And they found a valley that had never been explored before.
Might have lost Pat. One sec. We'll get Pat back there in a minute.
Oh, it's a cliffhanger.
Yeah, I know.
It's a bleeping cliffhanger.
It's like a 15-footer that can kill you from.
Wait. Pat, you stopped at what part, Dex? They had just found an area that hadn't been explored previously.
Valley in the Honduran jungle.
So go back to that.
That had not been, you know, no one. Some guy found it in the 1940s. Came back with some treasures and then committed suicide and never told anybody where it was. Maybe he was, I don't know. So anyway, they get here. The 2015, this group gets there. It's where the book's really worth reading. But there's the snake. They discovered the Fur de Lance, or they ran into that snake that can kill you from 6 feet away. And it's the deadliest snake there is. Responsible for 99% of jungle deaths from snake bite. So you don't like the Fur de Lance, right?
Right.
But they discovered in this valley an ancient courts that were set up for the legendary game. They had a game of ball that they played, these ancient tribes.
Okay.
And one village would play the other village. And I think they played to one. They had somewhere up there, they had the prehistoric version of a hoop. And if you got a basket, you won. But the good part was the losing team had to provide a human sacrifice.
Wow.
And sometimes if it was a really big game, the entire losing team got slaughtered.
Well, that seems a little over the top.
And I was just thinking, boy, would Twitter have been something back then, huh? Mm-hmm. If you had Twitter before a game like that.
Unforgiving.
The threats that would be, the taunting that would take place before the game would be something on Twitter back then. You're going to die, Bill.
You know what?
You're going to be the one we sacrifice, you know.
That's a good way if you've got a guy who, say, comes off the bench and decides to start jacking up threes. He might not jack up as many irresponsible threes if he knew it was going to be a human sacrifice. Maybe
and
him.
And if he knew it was a team vote on who they human sacrifice.
Exactly.
Right?
Beasley passes the ball again.
Yeah, right.
Beasley's passing again.
You don't share the ball. Bees, you the man after we blew that one. So I think Ball would be a we talked about this once before, but I got just watching the golf and seeing the jungle got me thinking about the lost city of the monkey god. And then then my fascination with you know, this was so long ago, I don't know, it might have been before Christ, you know, came down and told us we shouldn't do stuff like that. You know,
right.
We shouldn't have games that, you know, that the loser has to get beheaded or some damn thing like that. So anyway, that's what was on my mind on the non-sports day of yesterday.
Just from turning on golf. Oh, hey, PJ.
So what are the Packer fans? How are the Packer fans reacting to the Rodgers situation? Are they killing him? Are they?
You know, they were on Twitter more so on Wednesday when the news broke. I did not see as much yesterday. So I don't know if we've decided to peel it back a bit or the people that were upset just had their say.
Well, Sue had a good column in the Star Tribune today on Aaron's. You know, he's always been pompous, but it never bothered me. You know, when you're as good as he is, I've always admired him. But being, you know, strutting in there after all the threats that he was never going to show up, he struts in there the day practice starts. And that kind of made you wonder. And now this thing to equivocate like he did, you know, say, I've been immunized. What? I can't say it.
It's immunized. Like, yes.
Immunized.
Yes.
Immunization. Okay.
Yeah.
And then leave it at that. And now his excuse is going to be, well, he went through this other form of combating the virus, but it really does make him look like a jackass. And especially, they got two tough games, right? Chiefs and,
They have the Chiefs coming up. Yep.
They'll probably beat the Seahawks, but poor Jordan Love, you know, he's on the precipice of either being, if he plays well, they're going to say, we don't need Rodgers, get rid of him, or being a bum, you know.
This is one of the least surprising things, though, I've seen from a player. This is this guy. He thinks he's smarter than everybody. Yes. He always has.
Yeah.
And so he's going to come back and say, I guarantee you, he will come back and say, I did not say I was vaccinated.
No, he is.
And he's going to come back and say that. And I saw a report, I think it was in Pro Football Talk yesterday, that he is livid this got out, which is hilariously funny.
Well, if he's not going to play.
I know.
You think nobody's going to tell what they wanted? He wanted them to make up a. Well, the NFL is going to get that information out there, for God's sakes.
Right.
They want that information.
But he's mad because he got caught because he thinks he's smart. The problem with him is he's not as smart as he thinks he is.
Yes.
So he thinks you're a moron and you shouldn't talk about it because he gave you a specific word that was not vaccinated.
Yeah, that's obviously when I saw that's what he'd said. I said, okay, he's going to play around with that, but it's just going to make him look like a bigger, you know.
He's a jackass.
There's no way he's going to come and apologize, you know,
no.
to his teammates or to the his fan base or anything like that.
Hey, Pat, Fleck.
He does hasten his departure, though, don't you think?
Probably. Fleck, 7 years, seven more years.
Well, it's only 2 years more.
I know.
Right? He was signed through.
But he keeps getting these.
I was surprised, though, he only got the five. You know, I was surprised what is it, an extra $500,000 a year or something?
Well, from this year, it's like.
So it's not huge. It was, you know, it's not, it doesn't, I don't know. Has anybody reported what his buyout is?
Yes, it's gone up. And that's why
this.
Yeah. So it's up to what, 10 or something?
I've got it. It's up substantially because I think it was only what, Dex, like three after?
Yeah.
It was previously three.
I think it's 10 for next year.
Yeah,
so
now
it's
starts at 10 and starts at 10 and goes down as he starts serving his 7 years.
Correct. It's like a 2-year extension.
Yes, but hey, good. You know, that's fine. He you know what? He deserves it. I know there's some boosters in town who were really hot for this to happen, and I'm sure those fellas are donating to the extension, that it's not costing them a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are distracted there. We got some issues, do we, or not?
No. I'm trying to find the buyout. I've got it right here. Let's see here. According to the Strib, the buyout was 4.5, and it was going to drop to 3. Now it is 10, and then in 2023, Pat, it's 7, and then in 2024, it's 5. So it's basically 2 years of
yes, I don't know if he was a contender for the Southern Cal job. He sure as hell wasn't a contender for the LSU job. I think they already got Franklin. But the other thing is, you're in the Big Ten West. So now you can go to the Pac-12.
Right.
That's not a problem. The whole Pac-12 is overrated. But you ain't going to the SEC West. You know.
No, hell no.
You playing that schedule. You know, you think this guy, after playing the schedule this year, and by the way, look at next year's schedule. I think it's going to be impossible for him not to be 8-0. Look at next year's schedule. It's beyond. I think Iowa is one game in there they could lose to start with the first 8 games. You know what? Everybody, as we honor him for these, you know, doing things that are not traditional in the Big Ten.
Yep.
Football coaches through the year. When did we go to West East? 7-8 years ago? West East?
They broke them up into the first time like 10 years ago, I thought.
Yeah. Well, they broke them up, Legends and Leaders.
Leaders. Yeah. And then, West East probably like
but,
6 years
ago. You know, for a century, this team, whoever coached here, played Michigan.
Yep.
You know, it wasn't you played Michigan once in a while. Mm-hmm. You played Michigan, and you played Wisconsin, and you played Iowa. Those were all – you picked out your own schedule, basically, for 100 years. But it was always including Michigan. You look at this schedule. I mean, Purdue, in retrospect, Purdue's a nice win, right? And, you know, because it was there.
Yeah.
And Nebraska, I guess – I don't know. That's okay. But now they got Illinois coming in. They're 14.5-point favorites. And then they get to go play poor, miserable Indiana, which is back to where it was. Indiana was originally going to be good this year, was rated. They're terrible. They're Indiana. Yep. Deep in their hearts, they're Indiana. They stink. Mm-hmm. And the schedule the schedule has a lot to do with the number of wins. I saw some people criticizing the fact that they're on the top 20 in the college football playoff. The reason they're doing that, people say, why are they doing this? Because the Big Ten has influence there. They say, we don't want one of our division champions not going to be there. We don't want to have a division champion go to the game that's not rated in the top 20.
Why do they bother with going that deep too? Just give us 10 teams.
Yeah.
It's a 4-team playoff. We don't need 20 teams.
I think they're now trying to replace AP and the other.
Yeah.
You know.
Which is fine. But I'm just saying, just give us 10. Give me the top 10 teams in the country. I don't care about the rest. It means nothing.
I'm doing a Bielema column for tomorrow. Not basically on people who played for him and stuff like that. And I didn't realize that the 2-point conversion against Brew was 2010, came right before Brew got fired.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. There's a great picture of Brew pointing at him when they're shaking hands over there. And I talked to some fellow who played for him on that team and said he was laughing. Yeah. Hey, that's what the card said. Bielema, remember that? Bielema went for two with a 34-point lead or whatever it was, and says, the cards, that's what the card said. And this guy, he said, that's what the card said. And they laughed because the team got a good yuck out of doing that to Coach Brew. So.
All right, sir. We'll talk to you for Unchained on Monday, okay?
All right.
Have a good weekend, Pat. See you. Bye.